Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by today and I want to offer you a few words of encouragement. Before I begin, I wanted to start with a song by Lauren Daigle. Oh Lord.
Like I'm coming undone. This world can often feel lonely. No matter what, until this race is won, I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found. Questioning why, I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found.
Beautiful song. Oh Lord, yes, he will make things right, right? Today, I wanted to take a stroll down memory lane. Today is December the 21st, and as I was reading the Jesus Calling today, it brought up so many, many memories of about 4.5 years ago. And, this was before I had started the Voice of Hope. I had a dear, sweet friend. Her name is Sue Manusek. She passed away about 6 weeks after an event we went to in 2017. On December the 21st, 2017, we had went to an event, and I had took her, I would go and pick her up because she had trouble driving at a distance, right? And we had met like probably 3 or 4 years previous, and she didn't live far from my home, so I didn't mind at all, you know. And she was such a precious, dear, sweet friend. And when we first met, you know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned, I always pray for divine connections. And I have so many friends that I feel like are divine connections. And Sue was one of those. And when we first met and started talking, we'd went to an event. And then afterwards, we were eating at a restaurant. And they had a football game on, right? And I said, "Oh my goodness, the Dallas Cowboys are playing." And she looked at me like, you know, a deer in the headlight look. And I was like, "What is it?" She goes, "My Chrissy like Dallas Cowboys." I said, "Oh, who's that?" And she goes, that was my daughter. And she had lost a daughter quite a few years back in a horrific car accident. And I said, "I'm so sorry." And as we started talking, you know, she would at times remind me of my mother. You know, she was older than me. And she's always, you know, would offer me good advice. And we just connected, you know, and I would say certain things and she would say, "Wow, you know, the resemblance between you and my daughter is just so candid, you know." And sometimes we don't understand, you know, that what people are going through until we get to know them more intimately, more deeply, you know, when your relationship grows. And as our relationship grew, we started to have talks at least once or twice a week, you know, on the phone. And right before this event on December the 21st of 2017, she was talking to me, you know, on the phone. And I had been asked to speak at this women's conference. Well, I had never been asked to speak, you know, at one before. And I had told her about it. And she said, you should accept the offer. I said, "No, I'm not quite ready yet." And I had shared other things about my life with her, you know. And so that night at the event, after it was over and we were sitting at the table, we're fixing to go home, she looks at me and she said, "Did you accept the invitation to speak at that event?" And I said, "No, I decided not to, Sue." She said, "Well, you know, you need to be telling your story." I said, "Well, yeah, people know my story, you know. I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother." And she's like, no, not that story. She says, "The story of what you have been struggling with for years. For one was the chronic illness that I've had for years. And just how God has brought you through that." And I was like, I don't know. Because at that point, I had never really spoke openly about it to no one. Only like immediate family knew. I didn't discuss it. I was doing some event coordinating back then. And I would go periods of time where people wouldn't see me. And then all of a sudden, I would just show up and I would just tell them, you know, took some time off, you know. They didn't know that I might have been going through a rough struggle, you know, physically or anything like that. But Sue knew more of my story. She knew more of what I was going through with my health and other things in my life. And she said, "I think it's about time you start to tell your story." And I said, I don't know, you know. And she says, "Yeah, that's what you need to be doing. That's where I feel God's calling you." I was like, "I don't know about that." So that next day, I happened to read the Jesus Calling from December the 21st. I had not read it the day of the 21st. And when I read it, I was like, "Oh my goodness." So I called Sue up and I told her. And she's like, "Yeah." She goes, "God's got a great plan for you, and I think you need to start doing that and telling your story." And very sadly, she passed away 6 weeks later. I so miss her so much. And soon after that, I started the Voice of Hope. So I'm telling you this to tell you that we meet everyone for a reason. Every friend I've met along my journey in life has helped me through my journey up until this point. And Sue was one of those precious friends. She encouraged me more days than that. And she knew it was hard for me to come out and talk about certain things. But God knew I needed that encouragement. So I was thinking of her today. And I wanted to share the Jesus calling that made me think of Sue today. My plan for your life is unfolding before you. Sometimes the road you're traveling seems blocked, or it opens up so painfully slow that you must hold yourself back. Then, when time is right, the way before you suddenly clears through no effort of your own. What you have longed for and worked for, I present to you freely as a pure gift. You feel awed by the ease with which I operate in the world, and you glimpse my power and my glory. Do not fear your weakness, for it is the stage on which my power and glory perform most brilliantly. As you persevere along with the path I have prepared for you, depending on my strength to sustain you, expect to see miracles, and you will. Miracles are not always visible to the naked eye, but those who live by faith can see them clearly. Living by faith rather than sight enables you to see my glory. Amen, right? And amen. And I just thought that was so beautiful, and just had to share that with you today. You know, sometimes, you know, I didn't want to share my story because I felt it made me look weak, you know. But just like that scripture, through our weakness, God gets all the glory. He's made strong. And when I realized and started telling just that part of my life's journey, you know, there's other things that I've not shared yet. And people reached out to me, you know, with the condition. And I've met so many people along the way that have encouraged me. And you just never know how God is going to use the trouble that you go through to help somebody else. You know, we're overcomers by the words of our testimony. And that is so true. And I realized that once I started telling my story. And that's where part of the voice of hope began, with just starting to tell that story. And I wanted to share also with you on this day, Sue wrote lots and lots of poetry, like I do myself. And she had two poetry books. And one day I went to pick her up and I was like, oh, you wrote two poetry books. Can I buy them from you? And she's like, yeah, actually I do sell them. So I bought them from her. And she was so excited. And she signed it inside, "Thank you for being my friend. And the rides are conversations. I love them all and you so much." And I just cherish these books. And the name of one of her poetry books, one of my favorites, it's called I'll Remember You. And she wrote all the poetry in this book. And I want to read one of the poems that I love so much. And this reminds me so much of Sue. And this goes out to all my dear friends, every one of you that I've met along my journey in life. I feel rich beyond compare just by meeting you all. I may have not met you all in person, but I feel so richly blessed that you guys have come into my life. And it just means more than I can say. You bless me more than you know. A lot of you, we talk through you know, messages every day. Sometimes it's phone calls. Sometimes you'll send me music, words of encouragement, scriptures. I can't even express how much it means to me. So it makes me feel rich beyond compare. So I want to share Sue's poem to express that today. This is by Sue Manusek, my dear sweet friend. Rich beyond compare. When a person finds a special friend, they feel rich beyond compare, 'cause they know that special friend will be forever there. To have a friend that's trusted when a confidence is told is worth more than all the money. You can't be bought or sold. To have a friend to laugh with and share a special joke, you never have to worry that you will turn out broke. A person's worth is measured by the friends they choose to see. So I'm a millionaire because you are a friend to me. And I so feel so rich beyond compare to all my friends out there. So I wanted to share that memory with you today and just take that stroll down memory lane and just know that everyone we meet, they cross our paths for a reason. Sometimes the friendships, you know, are just for a season. Like mine and Sue's, you know, was. Sometimes the friendships are, you know, a lifetime. And sometimes, you know, the friendships may end, you know, for whatever reason. And just so grateful for all the friends that have come into my life. So just wanted to say thank you to you all. I appreciate you so much. And just know that, you know, sometimes God wants us to remember also the times he's brought us through things. And it made me just reflect on the past 4.5 years of my life. Things have changed so much since that day me and Sue had that talk. I started the Voice of Hope, and so many things have happened. So many things. And but God's carried me through them all, just like he will you. So always try to remember that. And before I end the podcast today, I wanted to end with another beautiful song by Lauren Daigle, Remember.
Darkest hour, when I cannot breathe, fear is on my chest, the weight of the world on me. Everything's crashing down, everything I have known. When I wonder if I'm all alone, I remember. There. stop thinking about. I can't stop thinking about. I can't stop thinking about your goodness, goodness. I can't stop thinking about. I can't stop thinking about. I can't stop thinking about your goodness, goodness.
So true. Beautiful song. He's always there with us. So try to take a few minutes a day and remember all the times God's brought you through some tough times. And as I always say, He sends us help along the way. A lot of times that's a dear, sweet, precious friend, like so many of you out there are to me. So be grateful for those friends along your journey and that God places them in your path. God is so good, right? Even during those hard times. And as I always end the podcast, if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So whoever you're around in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope. Like I'm doing here. The world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here next episode on The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless and have a beautiful evening. Bye-bye.